your shot, young boy! You can't protect the city, man!
Deep cut! Deep cut! Deep cut! Deep cut, geeks!
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy No Poop Bag.
And together we're the Deep Fried Geeks. Are we podcast on food news and TV shows?
No, no, geek news. I'm Simon.
Drunk Bill Cosby. Is that what you're trying to do?
No. Wow.
That's what sounds like.
I have a little bit of a Bill Cosby appreciation.
There's always a leaf on me.
Shit, check the geek news.
Let's do this thing.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Keeping it real?
Boy, you know I keep it real.
But I don't keep it real as some people we're going to talk about in this podcast today. This person keeps it too damn real.
Just jumping in.
Well, I didn't say who.
You know, so were you wondering why I had you watching 30 minutes of videos
about this person? Yeah, I was very
you
curious.
You just come in and we just start watching videos.
It's like, well, what did this person do now? Oh, boy. I think we should just like keep saying this person and not even
see
say
people
who.
People can realize yeah. who we're talking about.
Oh, I just don't want them thinking we're racists.
See...
I don't want to sound racist.
I don't want to be racist, but I think I'm and the past couple days I've been enamored by this person.
This person, yeah, it is oddly fascinating how crazy this person is.
He's kind of dropped off the face of the planet for
a
little while.
There's your first clue. It's a he.
The last time I had heard about him, and I don't know if we talked about this on the podcast or not. The last time I heard about him is he was on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he was doing a travel around the world thing.
Yes, I remember that. And he was bashing Donald Trump.
And well, he was hitchhiking.
Oh, he was?
So this is before Donald Trump became president.
Well, that was
like
the last thing I remember.
Ago.
He was doing the live stream for a
year.
Oh,
yeah. And he was bashing Donald Trump, and I think he got arrested during
starting
it.
Hopefully we're painting a picture of who we're talking about.
The last I heard, like, the major thing I heard is he was on Twitter... And it was like, track Shia's whereabouts. Oh, shoot.
There it is.
Track.
We're talking about Shia LaBeouf.
Track his whereabouts. And you could go and he had a GPS. He shared his GPS signal.
Yeah.
And people would tell him where he dropped them off and stuff. And people would go and pick him up. And he was trying to travel around the United States hitchhiking. What up? But people would take him wherever they wanted to take him.
Yeah.
And then drop him off.
And the next
I was very... There was one day where he was in, like, Gainesville.
Really?
And I was like... I had to work that day, and I was like, if I had today off...
I would have... Even everyone picked up Shia
LaBeouf. I might have gone up there and been like, driving in my car, Shia LaBeouf.
In my back seat, Shia LaBeouf. tweeting away.
Making up my car, Shia LaBeouf.
No one else is here. Shia LaBeouf.
Eating fast food with Shia LaBeouf.
What a strange...
Swimming in the ocean, Shia LaBeouf.
Actual criminal Shia LaBeouf.
I wonder how many times he's actually been arrested.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's at least three from the videos we watch.
Yeah.
Which is more than most celebrities.
So, do you think everybody that's listening to this knows who Shia LaBeouf is?
I think so. Most of the people who probably listen to our podcast have at least seen the Transformers, at least the first three Transformers movies that he's been
in. Was he in all three?
He was in the first three. He was in the first one, Rise of the Fallen, and Dark of the Moon. Dark of the Moon was the last one he was in. The fourth one was the first one he wasn't in.
Was he in the third one for, like, the whole entire movie?
He was still the main guy in the third one. He had a new girlfriend in that one.
Okay.
Jason Statham's girlfriend or wife or whomever was, like, his main love interest in that movie.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Dang. 6.
6. 7. Oh, no, that's Paper Baggins. And he get arrested for that.
Well, 6. 7.
8. 9, Nine times.
Plus this new one.
I don't think he got arrested for that, though. The French fry thing?
No, the one that... The video we just watched. Donald Trump thing? No, the video we just watched.
Well, which one was the one we just watched?
Where he's, like, trying to get a cigarette?
Oh, yes, he was arrested for that. You're right. The last one was in July in Savannah, Georgia. And I think... Oh, that's the cigarette one.
Oh, that's
the
cigarette one that was in July? Was that long ago?
When Shai became... wasn't given a cigarette, he became disorder using profanities, vulgar language.
Okay, so that would be nine then. Which is still a damn lot.
That is way too many times.
What on earth is this guy trying to prove?
See, do you think he's just crazy? Or do you think he is trying to prove something? I think some of his stuff, like, I think his early breakdowns when he was doing the, like, I'm not famous anymore, yeah. The bag.
And yeah, the that thing. Was definitely a statement.
I think that was statements, something. And I think that was publicity stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think that. Although the things where he's, like, yelling at people over French fries and Grey Goose or whatever.
Yeah,
messed up.
Do you think he's on drugs, or do you think he drinks too much and gets drunk? Or do you think he's actually crazy? Or he gets possessed by the demon of Frank Sinatra? Or the ghost of Frank Sinatra? I don't know how that would
bring me Dean Martin! We must bring the Rat Pack together!
It's cigarettes! That's why he wants the cigarettes so bad!
That's true, that makes sense! That's totally a Sinatra move right there! Bring me the body of Sammy Davis Jr.
So when is the very first time in your life you remember seeing actual
superstar Shia LaBeouf? I used to love the TV show Even Stevens.
That is also the very first time I remember seeing
I love that show. The thing is, I didn't have Disney Channel growing up.
Okay.
So whenever I got to watch Disney Channel, I would always want to watch Even Stevens. It was one of my top shows at the time.
Was he the star of that show?
Technically, Christy Carlson Romano was more of the star, the older sister. He was more like... the second star.
He was like the goofy brother, right?
He was a goofy brother and his ragtag friends, but it was more about Christy Carlson Romano, who also had a big crush on him.
And I have not seen... Where is she in anything new?
Not really. She's done a lot of Broadway. Like, she did... when they did Beauty and the Beast on Broadway, she played Belle for that whole run.
Okay.
She's done a lot of random stuff. She doesn't look like she's aged, though, which is amazing.
Oh. So... He was just, like, funny and goofy in that show,
Yeah, he
right?
was goofy, wacky.
Did goofy. I remember crazy. Doing crazy stuff.
No.
Well, goofy stuff.
I be getting groovy.
So that was his very first role, I think.
I believe so. That was probably his breakout role.
Is Louis Stevens.
Louis Stevens, yeah.
And then after that, I guess we could go IMDb. That'd probably be better than Wikipedia, right?
That'd make a little more sense. So, I can't remember.
We have to make an agreement, Tom.
What?
When we talk about him and we say his name throughout the episode, we have to say actual superstar Shia LaBeouf.
Actual superstar, not Shia LaBeouf. Okay. Actual celebrity Shia LaBeouf.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Why do you keep spelling it Loof?
I don't know why I keep spelling it Loof.
There's a B in there. And it's LaBeouf.
That's close enough. I'm
DB. LuBeouf. LuBeouf.
Well,
it's not going to find LaBeouf.
U-O?
L-A-B-O-U-F.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. I learned something E-O-U-F. New every day. Actual superstar Shia LaBeouf. Boof.
LaBeouf.
The Peanut Butter Falcon? That's his new...
That's what he's working on now? Not right now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe right now.
Yeah, he's probably out of jail. Yeah,
if that was in July, he's got to be out by now.
He's still got to be loaded, I would think, right?
He did three Transformers movies that are probably making at least $5 million a pop.
Yeah, he's
got to have some money in the bank.
So, apparently...
He was
in a lot of stuff before Even Stevens.
No kidding. He was in Freaks and Geeks. I love that show.
Stevens didn't come out until 2003?
The movie, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it says in the movie.
Yeah, so the show was before that. Scroll down.
They don't have it listed on there at all.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, you're right. Touched by an Angel.
That's kind of strange.
He's got a... Well, either way. So
Caroline in the City.
We know the show exists. We're not just like crazy and imagining.
So
like,
he wasn't...
Cool, Mandala affected the show together.
Well, it's Even Stevens.
Even Stevens.
2000 to 2003.
Okay.
And so 2000 was only Even 3 years Stevens came out. So before Even Stevens, he did a lot of small stuff.
A lot of random stuff, yeah.
He was in X-Files, Touched by an Angel, Suddenly Susan. Those are the most popular shows. Yeah. I guess Carolina in the City was kind of popular, too.
At the time,
right?
Yeah.
And then he goes on and he does Even Stevens. Freaks and Geeks he did, too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember.
ER. Lots of TV
Holes,
shows.
He was the lead in Holes.
So Holes would probably be his first movie hit, right?
Yeah, that he starred in. He was the star of, yeah.
In Holes, he was like, oh, there we go, is portraying his future. He was a juvenile delinquent, right?
Yeah. But the thing that's different from the movie Holes is that he was framed versus Shia LaBeouf did those things.
And he was framed for, like, stealing shoes or something.
Stealing shoes. Was it Sweet? Sweet Feet. That was the guy's nickname.
Okay. All right. And then he went in, and he was in juvenile delinquency stuff, and there was...
Went to this camp in Texas.
Okay, and they had to dig holes.
Yeah, to dig holes.
And they found treasure or something, right?
Well, sort of. They found treasure eventually. Because that's the whole point of them digging holes, was because the camp owner was trying to find the treasure that their family lost many, many years ago, because they found it from Kissing Kate Barlow. And Kissing Kate Barlow actually had the long...
Oh, all right.
Ruined the story. Kissing Kate Barlow robbed the Yelnats family, which is Shia LaBeouf's character. And so they end up getting their gold back at the end.
Yes. And it was a good movie. If you haven't seen Holes, check that out.
It's a good movie.
And then he goes in and he does the Even Stevens movie. And then a Dumb and Dumber movie.
Yeah, he was a big character in that. I like that movie.
That was like a prequel.
Yeah, that was really stupid.
It didn't have Jim Carrey.
No, it had... I always forget their names, but that was fun. It had Eldon Henson in it.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah, it had a lot of random people in
Foggy.
It.
Foggy.
Yeah, Eugene Levy, Sherry O'Terry.
He was in iRobot? I don't remember that.
He was the Spoonie's friend who's like, stop cursing and go home.
Okay. He was in Constantine?
Yeah, he was his assistant who dies.
Okay, greatest game. He's an actual superstar.
He's done a lot of movies.
He's done a lot of stuff. The Greatest Game Ever Played. Disturbia. I remember that. That was a weird movie.
Yeah, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones was after Transformers.
Yeah, it was.
So he'd set it. I said it in line when we were talking about that. Transformers, and then he did Indiana Jones. Wall Street?
Yeah, he did the remake with Michael Douglas.
Okay.
It wasn't a remake, it was a continuation, I think. It was the same story.
Okay. So, and then he did Eagle Eye, do you remember that one? He was like...
Yes, where he was being pursued by some guy.
Yeah.
And, like, who's trying to get him to solve a crime, or something like that.
Was Disturbia the one that he was, like...
I never saw it, but I'm pretty sure that was the premise of it, he was, like, haunting this girl.
Yeah, okay. And then he went into Transformers. So you think his... when did his star start to die? Like, because I remember when he was, like...
2015?
I remember when he was on the rise, and everybody was like, he's the new Tom Hanks, and he's gonna be
Look at Tom Hanks and Shia LaBeouf,
the new Tom Hanks! New Tom Hanks, Shia LaBeouf!
Beating Patrick Kirk Douglas and Shia LaBeouf!
Eating Tom Hanks' skin, Shia LaBeouf!
Actual Tom Hanks eater tire level.
And so he kind of like, he was on this click, right? And you can even see like big movies.
He was in a lot of movies for a while.
And then he kind of like does Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. And then it just drops off.
The Dark of the Moon was the last Transformers.
Okay. So he does Dark of the Moon.
Yeah.
And he was in that one?
Yeah, he was the main character.
Yeah. And then he was a director.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of went to hell. Yeah. Because then he did that Nymphomaniac movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And
although
that was kind of it.
The Rob Cantor, Shia LaBeouf music video was pretty good.
Right. And so in between that time frame of 2012 to now is when he really kind of just lost his mind.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of YouTube videos. And the Rob Cantor video that we keep referencing and the song
just
that they wrote.
Just do it!
And then the Just Do It thing. So I thought it would be fun, Tom.
Yeah.
if you recounted things from the Just Do It video, but in some voices that you do.
Okay. I think that would be pretty funny. Okay. So each stanza we can make a different voice?
Yeah. All yeah.
Right. So which is the first one? The main, the... We'll just... Do it! Just do it! Alright, now give me a voice.
Okay. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don't let your dreams be dreams! Yesterday you said tomorrow! So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just... Alright,
next. Winnie the Pooh.
Some people dream of success, but you're gonna wake up and... Oh, bother, you're gonna work hard at it. Because honey is not impossible.
Alright, you gotta pull out one you don't do often that you wanna do. I don't know. You pick one.
What do you mean? Oh, well, I get to pick one?
Yeah, you pick one.
Alright, well, we gotta do a walk in.
Okay.
We gotta do the Christopher walk in. So it's the third one? All
right. Yeah, this one right here.
You shouldn't get to the point where anyone else would quit. But you're not gonna stop there. No. What are you waiting for?
Sylvester Stallone.
You gotta do it. Just do it. So you can do it. Just do it. So you're trying to start it over. So don't stop.
Can you do an Adam West? I don't remember.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
Old chum.
That was good.
Quick to the Just Do It mobile.
So, he had his breakdown where he did the bag thing.
The bag thing. He's not famous anymore.
He's not famous anymore. So then he took that, and then he decided to do...
A five-day art exhibit.
Where people came and watched him.
Kind of talked to him, be around him. Like, apparently there were props there that they can interact with him.
Do you think anybody did anything dirty to him?
I don't know.
Like a guy's just whipping out their junk in front of him or something.
Oh, I bet. From what he described when he was on the Ellen Show, it sounded like it was a very genuine experience.
Yeah.
He would have mentioned something if, like, you know, dude, some guy tried to whack his tallywhacker in my face. That would be the first thing I'd bring up. Like, there's one, dude.
Do you think he had security and stuff there?
There might have been someone there, like, at the door at least. So if some got too out of hand, they could grab him and throw him out.
Right.
But where was his daggum security by, like, cooling him down when he's yelling about damn French fries at the bowling alley?
And so one of the two latest ones is we watched, there's the one about him wanting a cigarette.
Yep.
And he goes out and asks, like, a cop for
Apparently he asked a cop for a cigarette.
And the cop wouldn't give it to him, and he went off on the cop and started calling him a racist bitch.
Yeah.
And he got arrested.
Yep.
And then there was another one where we saw where it looked like Las Vegas.
Something like that,
Something like that, and he was at a bar and started talking to the bartender was going to hit him with the Grey Goose bottle because he wanted French fries.
Yeah.
And so he's screaming at him, calling him a racist bitch.
Someone's filming it from across the bar, and they send it to TMZ.
Yeah. So, there are celebrities in history and through time that have had breakdowns. There's been...
Some good ones, too.
There's been some good ones, some pretty big ones. And some people that have gone through a lot of crazy stuff and done some pretty messed up things, and they've come back. Rob Rowe,
yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah, she's always having a breakdown.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson,
yeah, he's pretty famous.
And I think Mel
sugar tits,
and his anti-Semitism and all that.
The Jews.
Alec Baldwin, I guess, is another
Alec Baldwin
good one.
Is just crazy in general,
right? And so there's been a lot of breakdowns, and some people who've come back, and some who have never really quite gotten over it, like Britney Spears.
Yeah.
I don't think Britney's ever really quite gotten over that hump, right?
Not quite. Return, no.
Yes, Tom Cruise's Katie Holmes thing was a pretty big deal. Yeah. Jumping on the couch and
Paula Abdul and her public drunkenness.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. So she was slurring her words and running back and forth in her seat during a morning show. Okay. Yeah. Alec Baldwin is the one that does the Trump impression now, right? Or is that a different
one? Yeah, he does that every once in a while on SNL.
I always get confused between the Baldwins. He left a voicemail to his ex-wife or something.
Oh, he was married to... Who was he married to back in the 80s, 90s?
I don't know.
Famous...
Oh, to his...
Shit.
He left his 11-year-old daughter an explosive email. What? Wow. Yeah, Bull left his then 11-year-old daughter Ireland an explosive voicemail. That's insane. Straighten your ass out, rude, thoughtless little pig.
It's an 11-year-old. Wow.
That's pretty hardcore.
Is he talk?
I said some pretty nasty stuff to Larry though.
Yeah.
Straighten your ass out. Straighten your ass out, you thoughtless pig.
Just kidding. We love you.
I don't know who Misha Barton is.
She was on the OC, yeah.
Okay. What did she
do? I don't remember.
Do?
Let's see. Hospitalized, breaking down in summer 2009. Film the OC ended. Barton was 23 at the time. Frightened and frantic, according to people. Barton opened up the magazine about the incident. It was a full-on breakdown.
Oh, I guess Kanye West would be one person who's had a breakdown. Infamous Taylor Swift thing.
I don't want to interrupt everything, but... Shia LaBeouf had the best music video of all time.
He's an actual superstar.
He's an actual superstar.
I don't want to interrupt anything.
Rap god Shia LaBeouf.
But Beyonce has the best butt ever.
Well, I'm not gonna say that's not true.
I love you, T-Swizzle, but...
T-Swizz.
Shia LaBeouf is a better looking white chick than you.
Like my white chicks to have scruffy, goose beards.
Do you think... that actual superstar Shia LaBeouf can make a comeback from his breakdown.
I think what he needs to do is to just distance himself from himself.
Okay. So if we were talking to actual superstar Shia LaBeouf right now,
yeah,
we'd be like, what? Well, we'd be like,
Shia. We need you to sit down real quick. We gotta have a heart to heart.
Okay.
There's some things that you're scaring us.
Yeah.
We're saying this out of love.
It's been going on for a while.
It's been going on for a while now.
We're a little worried about you.
We are scared for you.
At first it was a little cute.
At first I was afraid.
I was petrified. At first I thought it was a little cute. He did the bag thing.
Yeah, I was like, alright.
He's getting arrested for
DUIs. What are you trying to do? Okay,
stuff.
He's still doing movies, so he's back on the horse. It's not a big deal.
Shia, no big deal, man. And you still did the Transformers stuff. Every celebrity has a breakdown.
Yeah.
But then, once he started doing random YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And yelling at people.
The bartenders.
Calling people racist.
Grabbing people's butts in the middle of cabaret.
Right, yelling about French fries.
For Alan Cummings.
Yeah, trying to get in Alan Cummings' pants, you know. These things are not okay, Sean.
They're not right.
And you're scaring us.
We are scared.
Okay.
We're afraid.
And we think you need to take a break? Is that the...
Just need to get your steam out. Get out of your system. Somewhere away from the public.
Maybe move somewhere.
Maybe go to France.
Somewhere else
where you can
be
crazy.
All right.
Just sow your crazy oats.
No, I don't think he needs to be crazy anymore, though.
No,
I think he just needs to chill now.
Okay.
I think he's had plenty of crazy.
Okay. You're right.
He needs to find a nice cottage.
It's time.
In France. Get a nice little woman, French woman, to make him pastries.
Yeah, just...
And cappuccino
wine,
and wine.
Some small wine. No, maybe no wine.
I don't know. No wine. No wine for sure.
Just cheese. Just wine. No wine, cheese.
You have a seven-year-long drunk you need to get over.
Yeah.
So eat a lot of cheese, cappuccino. And
sober up.
How long does he need to be gone for, you think?
2 years.
2 years?
2 years is enough time.
Go away for 2 years.
In the French countryside, it should be plenty of time.
Then, when you come back, I think you need to call RDJ.
RDJ, he's got you.
Call RDJ.
He's been down that road.
And say, hey.
If anybody's walked on the dark side and come out better for it, RDJ.
So then I think a good spot for him to do would do like start off small and do like an Even Stevens reunion.
That would be amazing.
You come back.
Just a movie.
You're sober.
Maybe a TV movie.
You do a little Even Stevens TV movie. You come out, you apologize. After the thing comes out and during publicity, you're like, hey, I did some wrong things. I shouldn't have called the guy a racist bitch. I shouldn't have yelled about French fries, right? and then do the Even Stevens movie, and then everything's good. And then maybe just take a little bit of break. Because we don't want all... We've had Shia in our face.
There's been a lot of Shia in the
we
face.
We just want a little bit of Shia in the face in small amounts.
Actual lot amount Shia in your face.
And then, I think, then he could contact Steven Spielberg and be like, hey, I think it's time for Mutt to return.
I think I'm ready to come back to Indiana Jones. let's get this show on the road.
Maybe that's not the best idea.
let's keep him away.
I think we need to do a Mutt solo movie.
No. Sorry, Shia, but you can't do that.
You know, maybe what he could do is he could become, like, a television late night host.
There you go. Yeah.
I think he could do that,
okay. He could still, you know, hang out with people, have fun during the day, and then spend his hour at night, you know, way after James Corden and Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Jimmy
or Kimmel. Maybe he could be Conan's new guy. Because
like, throw out Andy?
Andy's getting old.
Oh, no, but Andy.
Andy's not that funny.
Andy and Conan, though.
The fat guy should
be. It's a dynamic duo.
I know, but maybe Cheyenne is going to give a chance.
Cheyenne Conan.
Or maybe he could be James Corden's
actual comedian
guy.
Shia LaBeouf.
And then when James Corden is doing the carpool karaoke, he could sit in the back and be like, just do it!
Just do the harmonies and do freestyle rap in the backseat.
Carpool karaoke, Shia LaBeouf.
Actual karaoke king girl, Shia LaBeouf.
Do you know that video? If you have not seen the video we're talking about, it's called Shia LaBeouf. It's like a music video.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's hilarious. It has over 50 million views on YouTube, Tom.
It's been out apparently for 3 years.
It's pretty.
Now.
It's
so out there, it's just funny.
Yeah. Do you think that if you had to pick like a death pool,
a Deadpool?
Like
of celebrities?
Yeah, like a celebrity death pool.
Okay.
And for the next 5 years, would you put Shia on it?
No, because that's too obvious.
Yeah.
He's going to yell at the wrong person and call him a racist bitch, and he's going to
get
shot. Yeah.
I hope not. That would be a sad day.
It would be an odd day, because then the Lewis Stevens fan in me will just be completely heartbroken.
Why is that?
Because he'd be dead.
Oh, Lewis Stevens.
Lewis Stevens.
I was thinking Louis C.K.
I mean, he might be sad, too.
I would put on my Facebook wall, R.I.P. Sam Witwicky.
R.I.P. Sam. Poor Spike Witwicky.
There was a time I really liked Shia, actual superstar Shia. You know me, I've never really been a huge fan of the Transformers
movies. No, you definitely have voiced that on plenty of pods.
But I think if there is anything good about those movies, it was the actual...
the quirky, not quirky per se, but... Oh, jeez, thanks.
Sam Witwicky.
Thank you for that, Soph. sneezed in my face.
My dog is being very needy.
I think it's from the poop bag. she sprayed her poop bag on me.
Gross.
Anyway. I do love the like witty comedy that he had in those movies. It was funny.
He was good. He did a very good job. Him and Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Where is Megan Fox at, by the way? Oh, she was in
Ninja Turtles.
And she was a horrible April O'Neil.
Wow, it was an odd April O'Neil, but yeah, it worked. It's okay, because the Turtles are great.
What are the
they
chances?
It out. What are the chances?
That you would get a Shia LaBeouf tattoo.
That's like 100 out of 10. if I get a Shia LaBeouf tattoo, it's got to be the Just Do It. With the mid-pose. Just Do It. That'd be the only reason.
We should get matching Shia LaBeouf tattoos.
Oh, you can have like half on you and half on me and just do it on me?
On our forearms?
Amazing.
Where we put it together?
That would be amazing.
That would be pretty cool. We would at least get...
With our powers combined, we can just do it!
So would you have the just? Because we'd have to do like J-U-S...
No, it would be just and then do it on one. So it would be just on one person and do it on the other.
Would you want to have do it on you or just on
I'm talking about just. I don't want to do it on you.
Do it with a half a Shia underneath it. So weird.
Out of context, it's weird. But when we're together, it's the best story ever.
How good would it be for us to make a comic book
about Shia LaBeouf. Actual comic hero Shia LaBeouf.
That's what we could call it.
That would be amazing.
We'd probably have to get his permission.
Though. Knowing Shia LaBeouf and wanting for promotions, he would probably be all over that.
He'd be okay with it. We could do signings with him.
That's right. It'd be amazing.
Shia, if you're listening to this.
What would we do, though? Like, would we make it like the life of the cannibal that is Shia LaBeouf?
I think we follow his career. Mm-hmm. So each episode is a movie.
Okay, so one issue is, like, Transformers.
Yeah,
and what he's done on and off screen.
Right. And so it's, like, his secret life of being a cannibal.
Yeah. Oh, and how he fit it into his actual life.
That
would be awesome.
Being a cannibal, like a murderer.
Hiding bodies and, like, in his trailer. Shia, we need to film the scene with Optimus. Hang on.
Hold on, I gotta finish his toe.
I gotta finish my sandwich.
My toe sandwich. Got to finish my penis sandwich.
It's a foot long.
Actual foot long Shia.
You eat hot dogs in here? No, yeah, I love hot dogs.
And fingers. I mean hot dogs.
Lady fingers. Hot dogs and lady fingers.
And then he's like, and then maybe like do a couple where he's like having a relationship with people. Like females, but he's trying to hide his cannibalism
from the female. Yeah,
and so it's at the very beginning. We start at the very beginning of his career, like his very first show, and we show how he started and became a cannibal.
Okay, so like how he accidentally like got the hunger.
Yeah, how he got the hunger and how it happened.
Well, so that what during Even Stevens, you think that's what the hunger?
Yeah, we could start with Even Stevens.
I think it'd be the best place to start.
Maybe he accidentally
formative teenage years.
Formative teenage years, Shia LaBeouf.
Awkward adolescent Shia LaBeouf.
Accidentally eating flesh, Shia LaBeouf.
Accidental cannibal, Shia LaBeouf.
And then we can have the series, would it'd be like a mini series. Yeah. And it'd be maybe, what do you think? 30 books would be enough?
30? That's a lot of books. Maybe 10 tops.
So we would just do his main, like, most famous stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'd be easy. Like, you know, where he starts Even Stevens, the hunger hits.
And so the hunger begins.
Then maybe the second issue is Even Stevens' movie.
So all really the titles grown. Would be like, The Hunger Begins, Shia LaBeouf.
first Blood Cannibal, Shia LaBeouf.
So that's the first comic, Hunger Begins. And then the second one's The First Time Cannibal.
First Blood Cannibal,
Shia LaBeouf.
And the second one is The Hunger Continues, Shia LaBeouf.
The Hunger, and then The Hunger Grows.
The Hunger Grows. Hunger Transforms. Shia LaBeouf. Writes itself.
And then the necrophilia one. No,
oh, wait. That's where Rise of the Fallen comes in.
That's awesome. Oh, the necromaniac? Is that what it's called?
That's weird. Wait.
No. Necrophilia is sex with dead people.
I would assume necromania.
Nymphomaniac. That's
the name of it. The other movie, yeah.
So we could put Cannibal Mania.
No. It's gotta have nympho in it.
Yeah. Nympho cannibal.
Nympho cannibal.
And then how would the series end? Would it end with him running in the woods?
It's gotta end with the music video. Because the story that happens in the music video is the ending of him getting decapitated.
So who's who kills him?
It's gotta be someone famous.
It's gotta
someone. It would be ironic if it was someone who was with him in the beginning. Like, it'd be funny if it's like Christy Carlson Romano, who that played his older funny. Sister.
She decides that enough's enough.
She's gotta talk him out of this. Like, I know I've been with you since the beginning, and I can't see you go any further. And it's like, well, it's only fitting that you are the last one that I eat.
Why does he sound like Batman?
Actual Batman.
I have a secret to tell you, Chrissy, blah, blah, blah. I'm Batman. She's like, see, I knew you didn't even know my name, you bastard. And that's when she cuts his head off. Yep.
Where's Romano?
So we have to put some fiction in it, and throughout,
obviously,
he eats celebrities.
Oh yeah, like famous celebrities.
So like we look at like
co-stars.
We look co-stars.
That's his co-stars.
He can eat his co-stars, or we could take looks at famous celebrities that died during that time, and say that it was just a cover up, and that people like found him, and just kind of like. This might get a little too serious, but just kind of like how Hollywood covered up the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yeah,
it could be a cover comic too. They're covering up Shia's cannibalism.
Yeah.
So when they find a dead body, they're like, "Oh, that was an obvious heart attack, right?"
Oh yeah, here's some money to the police.
Covering up Shia LaBeouf.
Covering up the cannibalism, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh my gosh. So. Copyright DFG.
Copyright DFG.
In all seriousness, Shia, we hope you get well soon.
Yep.
We love you.
We love you. We're worried about you.
We're going to hashtag you on Twitter in this.
Yeah.
So if you hear about it, you know, reach out to us. We would love to get some beers with you.
Actual hero to us, Shia LaBeouf.
We do admire you. You've been through our childhood.
You are quite a rising star, and we don't want you to burn out yet.
You've fallen a little bit, and we don't want you to burn out early.
The fallen will rise again.
and we think that we could help give you a second chance.
We will be ready to bring you back to peak.
That's what she said. Ah! Oh!
Sexual innuendos.
That's how he could go away for 2 years and then he could come back and be our third co-star.
Oh my gosh.
Because Leviticus dropped off the face of the planet. So
Shia LaBeouf ate him!
That's what happened. That's why we're talking about Shia LaBeouf.
He ate Leviticus. We can't keep silent anymore.
That's a big meal.
Hope he likes carne asada.
Hope he likes tasting the Mexican food. Favorite food, Mexican, Shia LaBeouf.
Taco Bell, you racist bitch.
Alright.
Okay.
So I think it's time that we talk about something serious.
Alright, back to our semi-normal stuff that we do. Yeah.
So we talked about the Justice League trailer, and then we talked about the Star Wars trailer was coming out.
Yep, we were waiting for it. We couldn't wait. Football, Star Wars. Football and Star Wars make an awesome mix.
The just mix it together, put it in my mouth.
I don't know if John Madden would say that.
They open up Monday Night Football with a Star Wars
scroll. Oh, they opened it up.
No, so they put a Star Wars scroll. So they talked about the football game and everything, what it's going to be, and it was a Star Wars scroll.
That's pretty cool.
And then, like, in the middle of the...
George Lucas is like, I got some money.
And then in the middle, they showed the trailer.
Okay.
Trailer opens up.
Boom.
Kylo Ren. Right? That's who it opens up on.
Well, it opens on someone in a window when it's
like. And it looks like Kylo to me.
I'm not 100%. It could be Kylo. It could be Rey. It's hard to tell. We'll watch it again.
And then.
Third time's a charm.
And then it goes through, and it shows a lot of shit.
A lot goes on.
Lots and lots of stuff.
Way different stuff than the other trailers, too. Or teasers,
for sure.
I should say.
Lots of teases. A lot of people are saying misdirections. I think the part that hit us both the most is where Kylo's in the cockpit. Because we haven't seen him fly yet. So he's flying in the cockpit, and you see he's got his sights on Leia.
This is for you, Grandpa Vader.
And his eyes are teary, and then Leia's like,
he almost doesn't
want to
do it, and then he pulls the trigger, and it cuts the next part of the trailer.
Was that the most powerful part of the trailer?
It was, because I was like, he's going to kill his mom now. This will be it. He's gone. There's no coming back.
There is no coming back from killing your mom.
Nope.
Just ask,
The Shiny?
The guy who was in Throw Mama from a Train. Is Sylvester Stallone?
I have no idea. What?
You never seen that movie? Throw it was like a 90s movie. It was called Throw Mama from a Train.
What?
And the mom was a super bitch.
Yeah.
And she was just like... The mom was the lady from the Goonies.
Okay.
See? Danny DeVito. That's who I thought it was.
And was that Billy Crystal?
And Billy Crystal. A bitter ex-husband and a put-upon mama's boy both want their respected former spouse and mother dead. Who will pull it off? So just kind of like that, right? Just toss Once them. You kill your mom, there's no coming back.
That's right.
So, Billy Crystal's career ended after he killed his mom.
What? He's done his stuff since then.
You're right, he
hosted
has.
Like 20 different Oscars.
The other big thing for me is, like, Luke, where he's like, I've seen the Force like this before, and it didn't scare me enough then, but it scares the hell out of me now, or something.
The Force rage inside someone.
What do you think he was talking about?
He's obviously talking about Kylo.
You think so?
So they pan out to this scene where he's, like, outside of what had to have been the Jedi Academy that he was building up on fire. And my guess is, at the beginning of the trailer, is Lord, whatever, Snoke, is like, when I found you, I saw something in you. So he had to have picked him up just after he burned down the Jedi Academy. So this rage that was, this dark side that was brewing in Kylo.
And this strong, powerful force.
Yeah.
See, yeah. And then, so, what a lot of people have gotten out of this trailer is a lot of people think that Luke, they're going to do a flip of Luke and Luke's going to be
dead. I didn't get that from the trailer, though.
I didn't either.
I don't know.
I think he's
going to
be more gray.
I agree with you on that one. He's trying to distance himself from everything going on. You know, he's like, this isn't going to unfold the way you think it is, blah, blah, blah. He's trying to play, like, almost both sides.
Yeah. I think he's going to be more of a Batman character, like a dark hero.
Oh, really?
I don't think
a Joker-like character? Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever go pure evil, but I think he's going to walk the border, and he's going to be like, well, what's good and what's evil, and maybe be more of a Grey Jedi type thing. And trying to find the balance of it.
I can see that.
But, needless to say, this movie is out in 2 months.
Yeah. We're getting to crunch time,
December
folks.
15th, it's coming out.
It's less than 2 months.
Tickets are already on pre-sale. And everything.
Crashed Fandango.
Did it really?
Yeah.
The good thing about living in a ho-dunk town is we can wait a month or so.
We don't have to get it right away.
So if you haven't seen that trailer, check it out.
Check out the Star Wars The Last Jedi.
What's the other trailer you're excited about, Tom?
So I watched the Black Panther trailer.
You did. And I watched it too.
awkward pauses, Matthew Donnelly.
What did you like about that trailer?
It was very action-packed, so I love the fact that it obviously takes place in Wakanda.
Okay.
And it's much like, similar to the comics, where Wakanda is this thriving, technological surplus metropolis.
Right.
And it's like, how did this happen the whole time under our noses, just like in the comics.
And apparently, they all become like thugs and listen to rap music and have cool handshakes.
Why not?
Because they're all just American blacks where they live in the ghetto.
That's one handshake.
And they
do the tribal thingy.
Yeah,
I
don't think they do that there. I don't think they're like, yo, what's up? And do the sand slapping in the thing.
Whatever. That's like 2 seconds.
But very action packed.
Yeah.
Lots of action.
A lot of action.
Lots of jump scenes of Black Panther.
But the thing is, it's a lot of semi-familiar faces. Not like, they're not relying on Iron Man.
Right.
In this one, they're not relying on any major Avengers person.
They don't really show any Avengers.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's a lot of new faces.
Right, in a lot of these movies,
except for Andy Serkis' character and Martin Freeman's character. But
they bring in an Avenger or a big star to kind of carry
right, to help
they
it
did
out.
That with Ant-Man.
They did that with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Thor. Ragnarok's got Hulk and Thor in it.
Yep. All the Captain America movies.
Yeah. What the?
So
the first one?
The first one, Iron Man was in it at the very end. No, Nick Fury was.
Well, Nick Fury, because it was like... So
bringing
ready,
together the Avengers.
Ready to...
Yeah. What do you think about a suit?
His suit? I think it looks sweet.
Okay.
So you don't think it looks sweet.
So for me in the comics, I never remember it being mechanical.
Technically, no, but it like is a vibranium robot suit.
Okay, I get that. But I don't ever remember it being like an Iron Man suit.
Well, it wasn't an Iron Man suit. It just kind of formed on him? Is that what you didn't like?
It forms on him. He's like, they're making the robot noises.
But that, what I think, was Killmonger.
Okay.
With the golden parts?
Okay.
That was Killmonger.
Yeah, but they do that at the beginning, too.
Well, he, like, puts the helmet on. He drops down the hole.
He does, and it makes, like, a jing-jing sound.
Well, that's, you know, they're Wakanda. They're,
and then he's got little bombs, like, throw bombs vibranium and stuff. Fist
things. He has vibranium tech. That's all he uses. His vibranium-based tech.
But I never remember him using tech in, like, the comics and the cartoons.
A lot. Like, he uses vibranium daggers he throws all the time.
I remember the daggers.
Sword made of vibranium.
But I don't remember, like, discs.
Well, this is 2017, son. 2018, technically.
It just really felt to me like they were trying to get the urban feel too much. And they were trying to get the robot Iron Man feel too much. It felt like an urban Iron Man to me.
If anything, it seemed like his tech was more basic, and everybody's super tech is what he was, like, beating it up. Like, with his vibranium claws, he was tearing up the car, and okay. He was, like, running on buildings.
Right.
But his was still very basic compared to, like, all the stuff they were trying to take him down with.
Okay. I thought Michonne looked pretty badass.
She looked pretty kick-buttery.
La Puda Donginga?
No. Her name?
No, that's the girl from Star Wars.
Sure. I gotta look. I always been meaning. I'm going through The Walking Dead. I should know her name by now. But I forgot. So. Played by Dayani Guerrero.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Dayani Guerrero. And she just looked like Michonne in.
Without hair?
She was like Michonne without hair hanging out with Black Panther.
And it, oh, but
in his Iron Man suit.
I do like that they kept with the tribal Wakanda outfit that his personal guards have in the comic. That's a very similar outfit. I think that was cool they kept that. But she didn't have a samurai sword or a katana. She had staffs and she was kicking butt with.
Something that, I think the main thing that bothered me here
is
the music choice.
Yeah.
Kind of like when the Assassin's Creed trailer came out.
Oh, when they did Kanye.
And the trailer was badass. And then they got this stupid fucking Kanye song in it. And it's like, it doesn't match the vibe. And for me, like, rap is not Black Panther.
I can kind of agree with that.
Like, so
but what do you think it should be, like, Lion King-esque? It's Black Panther, yeah, here comes Black Panther.
How cool would it have been if it was just, like, a subtle, like, drumming? And, like, you have big, like, drums in the background and stuff? That would have been pretty cool.
That would have been a good idea, I think.
Or like.
I mean, you've seen plenty of.
I felt the rain down in Africa.
I felt the rain down Africa. Get some Toto going.
That would have been better than the rap song.
You see a lot of these, like, these high tech, not high tech, but like high action octane trailers where it's like. They could have easily done that. You're right.
They could have.
They didn't have to have rap.
Because it just.
I see what you're trying to say.
For me, it feels like.
They're trying to cheat their audience.
Marvel with Luke Cage and this with Black Panther. They're trying to cheat their audience, and they're stereotyping almost.
Well, with the difference between Luke Cage and Black Panther, Luke Cage takes place in Harlem, a very big, soulful city with history and culture.
Right.
But the culture that takes place in Wakanda is more like tribal-based.
It's a completely different culture. Yeah.
So I see what you're saying, and I agree with that. They're trying to get the urban.
Why dumb it down and stereotype it? Anybody in an urban city or black people, just because they're black doesn't mean they like rap music.
It's true. Maybe they like country.
I'm white. It doesn't mean I necessarily like country. I love country,
I hate
though.
Country. I don't fit that stereotype. I don't
and so
like
it just
country.
Seems stereotype-ish to me. And it just gives the trailer a weird vibe.
Here comes my gem.
Hanging out with Black Panther, Shia LaBeouf.
Yes. Actual Black Panther, Shia LaBeouf.
But you're excited about the Black Panther movie?
I think it looks really cool. I think they're going to take it in the appropriate direction. D- to keep the cinematic universe on track.
Right. And I'm not going to judge the movie off the trailer.
No.
Hopefully the movie's good. Hopefully they release another trailer that doesn't anger me.
I hope that too.
You should ask my wife. Oh, we're watching it together and I just like, it started with the rap music and I just looked at her and she goes, oh, here we go.
Here we go. But it's a valid point. Not all black people like rap music, and it's foolish to like pigeonhole the black community as rap and urban-esque.
Right. Versus
this is Wakanda, which is supposed to be like a society that's way above anything else.
Right.
So if anything, they should be listening to like Beethoven.
So do you think that Weezer...
Weezer, yeah.
...could take the Black Panther trailer...
And dub over a new song.
And dub over a new song. How easy do you think that would be?
Probably not very easy, because to keep the vocal parts without having music in the background is going to be really hard.
So maybe you just cut out the vocal parts completely, and you just have the song.
So he would just have to basically cut through all the action? No talking yeah. parts?
No talking parts, and just have all the action.
I mean...
I felt the rain down in Africa! You can, like, slowly put it in, and... Oh, that'd be gosh. Pretty badass!
I fucked the rain down in Africa! Look out, here's Claw down in Africa! Martin Freeman's somewhere in Africa!
If you have an opinion about the Black Panther trailer, the difference from us, you can share that opinion with us.
Yes, please.
Or if you have a different opinion about a Star Wars theory.
Where can they share such
opinions? Like Snoke is Mace Windu. You can or Snake is Shia LaBeouf. Supreme Leader Snoke, Shia LaBeouf. You can share those opinions on our Facebook page.
Actual Snoke is Shia LaBeouf.
What's another place they can share it?
They can share it. What'd you say?
It's Facebook.
Facebook. They can share it on Twitter.
Twitter. Instagram.
They can drop it right there on Instagram.
You can also email us at deepfriedgeeks@gmail.com.
That's right. We should start a Snapchat.
We should do
I don't
a
know
Snapchat.
Why.
I don't know. We don't use their other social media sites. We should start using those before we get another
maybe
one.
We should be
you could send us a Snappy.
A Snappy. A little Snappy file. Is that what the kids call it?
Sending a Snapchat to Shia LaBeouf.
Actual Snap King Shiloh.
Keep calm.
Keep calm. Snap finger Shiloh Buff.
And any fried geeks, Shiloh Buff.